Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Mr. Augustine Erskine, traffic manager and announcer here at the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. And our reason for interviewing Mr. Erskine today is Mr. Erskine will be retiring from his 38 years here at the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse the end of this year. So we want to make it very special for him. We want to have something saved up for future reference with Mr. Augustine Erskine. We just want to know about his life while here at the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. And we are thankful, and I am very grateful for the opportunity to have this conversation today with Mr. Erskine. We left off with you reminiscing and reminding us of some of the evangelistic activities done here at the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, besides, of course, broadcasting.
I could recall the first anniversary celebration for the lighthouse. I can recall is the 10th anniversary, and it was held at King George's Pasture. It's just recently renamed by the West Bus Station. Mm-hmm. They had a tent meeting, and one of the broadcaster, Arnold Hickok, I don't know if those folks who used to listen to the Lighthouse from the beginning, but Pastor Arnold Hickok, he had a program on the Lighthouse, Heart to Heart broadcast. And for a whole week, we had evangelistic meetings, and the place was packed every night, and people were getting saved. And so yes, the Lighthouse has been reaching out, not only on the air, but even when the local churches them held opening meeting, the Lighthouse, all the staff and so would be involved in evangelistic meeting, outreach there, with tent meetings and so forth. Lighthouse is mainly known for distribution of Bible tracts. Most of the folks on the island, they would come here and get Bible tracts, and we always provide tracts for them to distribute.
What came to mind as you were talking there, I remember, and when I came on board, we would go to like Fines, and Christmas time we would go to visit some of the elderly, sing songs and things like that. Do you want to talk about those?
Oh, the sick and shut-in listeners, you know, Marian, Lighthouse Favorites is not like it is now. It used to be a request program, and people used to write in. That time, you write the letters, mm-hmm. and later then people would call in and so. But you used to get requests from Anguilla, St. Martin, Dominica, and so forth, and Nevis, and St. Kitts, and so forth. And people would request their song, and we would play their song for them. Lighthouse Favorites used to be three times a day. I could remember, you know, 6:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. 3:30 in the afternoon, or 3, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And then at 8:15 in the night.
Oh.
So every announcer, mm-hmm. we used to we still have those split shifts, but mm-hmm. the morning, midday, and in the night.
They all got a chance to do the request time.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
The sick and shut-in listeners, yes. We used to enjoy that. especially during the Christmas time, we would visit our elderly folks. And those folks used to be so encouraging to us. Mm-hmm. The deer and lighthouse is probably the only companion that they would have during the day. And it just seemed like they were part of us. And so I could remember there's a lady used to live in Vela. And she would call, and we became just like personal friends to her. Mm-hmm. The lighthouse adopted her. God bless her soul, Sister Edith Esdale.
I remember that name.
Edith
yes.
Esdale. Well, I was her son, and there was another elderly lady she gone on to, Sister Stella. Sister Stella, she would invite me. I would go to her home, doing a little painting and everything mm-hmm. and so for her. And she had a store, and she would open up a store and say, anything you want.
Wow.
Ask for. But wow. I wasn't that good, interesting. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to help.
Yes.
And those folks at the Fines, when we go and sing carols for them, and they were so excited, and some of them dance and thing and sing along with us. And so mm-hmm. I was interested. And we go to their homes, and those folks used to be so encouraging. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, what the lighthouse meant to them. And the radio would be on all day, all night. Mm-hmm. And they'd been refreshed by the singing and the preaching of God's word. And so these elderly folks has been a blessing down to the years to the lighthouse. And we also been a blessing to them as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you said about being a blessing, I remember sometime back we got donations, radios, I think, and we took some to Fines. You remember that occasion? I think it was Fines.
With the transistor radios?
Yes, when we took them to Fines. Also, that was good. You mentioned the program a long time ago, and that was one of the first thing you remember about the anniversary, the 10th anniversary. So I'm going to ask you, since you mentioned a program from long ago, what two programs we had then that we don't have now that you believe the listener would have enjoyed hearing?
As I mentioned before, Sailor Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sailor Sam used to be a favorite for many.
Mm-hmm.
Excitement with Sailor Sam, and then Ranger Bill. Those folks, Ranger Bill used to play every Saturday morning and Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And just like people set up for a TV program now, people used to set up for Ranger Bill, mm-hmm. excitement. Mm-hmm. And so those were the programs that people enjoyed a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. What about preaching programs, and any that comes to mind that we had back then that we don't have now?
Many.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. Many. Lots.
Yeah. If as a caller program, mm-hmm. if you ever hear about Beyond the Sunset,
mm-hmm.
Brother Tommy Royal, Beyond the Sunset.
Uh-huh.
Probably some folks would know Burdens Are Lifted.
Yes.
Pastor Charles Jones,
mm-hmm.
he used to call the staff's name, and everybody. Charles Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, Pastor Arnold Hickok with mm-hmm. the Heart to Heart broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we don't have it anymore, but one program I always remember, love hearing, always encouraging, is Calvary Pulpit, J.B. Buffington.
Well, mm-hmm. it was Calvary Hour,
mm-hmm.
and after he had resigned from the church,
mm-hmm.
but we had so many of the old programs then, so we gave it that name, Calvary Pulpit,
yes.
and so we continued to use him on the air, because people always request this program,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so while we had Calvary Hour, we had the Calvary Pulpit,
mm-hmm.
and so because people always asking for his program,
yes.
we decided to play that program, Calvary Pulpit.
Mm-hmm. Very good teaching program. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who is your favorite broadcaster?
Bob Shelton.
Mm. Okay, why Bob Shelton?
I enjoy prophecy. And he's very good at prophecy.
Okay.
But he's not only specialized in prophecy, he is a good Bible teacher. He doesn't rant and rage.
Mm-hmm.
He just, to me, he's just smooth, and he has an in-depth knowledge of the Word of God. So I would say he's my favorite Bible teacher here in the Lighthouse.
You know what the listener wants to know now, right? When does this program air?
Bob Shelton, Sunday afternoons at 5, and it's repeat in the evening. It's played also on in the evening to one of those nights. I can't recall right now, but...
Okay, all right. I found it here, Mr. Erskine. So it's 8:30 on Friday evenings and 11:30 on Sunday evenings.
You know, I used to could just
tell
off the tip of my lips.
But yes,
I'm aging now. So.
No, I didn't agree to that just now. Okay. Okay. So as we continue, Mr. Erskine, you were given the opportunity to become traffic manager. Explain to the listener the duties of a traffic manager.
Well, I'm responsible for the programs, the time they aired, scheduling the programs, and make sure that they are logged in the book, the right date or the right number, and responsible for the announcers and sharing what time they would do the shift, schedule the announcer's shift. Yeah, mainly the programs. Well, the title before was Operations Manager.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And because you have to supervise all the announcers and all that enchilada of a story. All right. So, yes, the great responsibilities that Mr. Erskine have here at the Caribbean Regional Lighthouse. Tell the listener, I am sure they want to know of ways God has answered prayers here at the Caribbean Regional Lighthouse.
You know, just this morning, one of our staff members told us that her brothers got saved. Mm-hmm. And she just started working here.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time I could see her burden for her siblings. She always asks us to pray for her siblings, that they would come. And she told us this morning that two of her brothers put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Marianne, they are listeners who would call and having maybe spiritual problem or physical problems and would ask us to pray. And I could recall one lady having a lot of spiritual issues and don't know if it's demonic depression or whatever, but this lady used to be so depressed and suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been praying for that lady. I know I used to spend a lot of time giving her biblical counseling and praying with her. And it's amazing to see the transformation in this lady's life. Marianne, she used to be so depressed. And now you can't be more bubbling and overflowing than this young lady.
Yes.
It's just amazing the transforming work that God has done in her life, because we've been praying for this. And there are other folks we've been praying for, and especially coming to saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I could recall when I wrote to Pastor Archibald, they put our name on the prayer list and they prayed. And the result is at the first, three of us came to saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and one other young man after who was with us. So that's one thing I enjoy here at the Lighthouse, our prayer meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I know we used to read every letter and prayer request that a listener would send and pray for our listeners who have requested prayer. And we go through our prayer list and Bible verse for the day, or do a portion of scripture reading, and so go along praying for our listeners and so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anything else? Any other ways that God answered prayer concerning the ministry in itself?
Well, Radio Lighthouse is a listener-supported ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And down through the years, the Lord has been providing for the lighthouse miraculously.
Mm-hmm.
A staff never been sent home because there were not funds to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
God has been supplying our needs mm-hmm. according to His riches in glory.
Yes.
God has been good to the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
There are folks all over who send in their requests and who send in their donation, whether small or great. God has used it to be a blessing to so many. He is still using the lighthouse to be a blessing to many as well. Our AM transmitter, it was over 100,000. And Brother Kurt Waite and Jerry Baker, those were station manager and assistant manager. And I could remember Brother Duncan Armsby also. He said, "Man, let's raise the money. 100,000, how are we going to get that?"
Mm-hmm.
Because the first AM transmitter had gotten damaged.
Okay.
And it was getting old. And we said, "We're going to raise the fund." And God just keep sending in that fund. There was a listener. When he died, he left a good amount of money in the will for the lighthouse. That also went to purchase the FM station. And yeah, another lady, she's not from here, but I could recall she had a fund,
mm-hmm.
and you donated that to the lighthouse. So
mm-hmm.
God miraculously mm-hmm. provided that money. We prayed and we trusted God. But at the beginning, it seems at that time,
100,000. Yes. Where would we get that from?
God provided
yes.
it. And it
yep.
was such a joy
mm-hmm.
when that transmitter was installed.
Mm-hmm.
We had an engineer. The company who they bought it from, the engineer came down and went through with our engineers and so. And Mary and I felt good to know how God
mm-hmm.
had miraculously provided the money for that AM transmitter. And I was here when the FM transmitter was installed too. Remember, we were going up Buggy Peak every Saturday and cutting down the bush, and then we cast the foundation and working with them, installing the antenna piece by piece. It was scary to work up there on Buggy Peak
mm-hmm.
and the wind blowing and you're up
sure.
on that antenna.
I am sure.
But even so, God provided for the FM station as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've definitely seen God do some miraculous things when it comes to the ministry here. Thanks for tuning in to the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. You are listening to Lighthouse Conversation, and today I am having a throwback conversation with the traffic manager at the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, Mr. Augustine Erskine. Mr. Erskine will be retiring the end of this year, but before he goes, I need to gather as much memory of the lighthouse that he has for future reference. So today I am opening his treasure box of valuable information. Why Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, Mr. Erskine? I'm sure you had many opportunities as an electrician. What caused you to stay at CRL for so many years?
Because I always say I'm not working for man.
Mm-hmm.
I am working for the Lord. And people always wonder, why you stayed here? I just seem like it was, this is my calling. Here is where the Lord wanted me to be. And I just remain just serving the Lord to the best of my ability. And whatever I could do, I was doing it. So I always, as I said, it wasn't like I'm working for the money. I'm working for Brother Waite or Brother C or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what kept me, knowing what I'm doing, it's not for man, it's for the Lord.
Now, I know they're always highs and they're always lows. You did give some highs when it comes to CRL. But do you remember any lows, some low points at CRL?
You know, at the beginning, I had some kind of a cold disappointment from They weren't full-time staff, but they were part-time staff. And probably, you know, they weren't getting the opportunity that they should get at that time. And so I was there probably in their way. And it was kind of a discouraging.
Mm.
But as I said, it's because I know it was for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so another staff member encouraged me and said, just let that run off your back.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and so I just let it run off my back.
Yep.
And just continue.
And you're still here. 38 mm-hmm. years. Oh, wow. Share three memorable events working here at the Caribbean Regional Lighthouse.
Wow. Well, working during Hurricane Lewis for 2 days. We couldn't move.
Wow.
And 2 days and two nights, I had my family with me.
Mm-hmm.
And could we call Pastor Dave? And Vernon Simon also. So we manned the station during the hurricane. We had to go out into the storm
mm-hmm.
because we had a problem with our main generator. And so we had a little generator that we had to go and fill it up with oil and gas when it ran out. And you had to go outside and
wow.
hustle and get the generator filled up and get back inside. And so it was exciting.
It was, wait, hold on. It was what?
To me, it was exciting.
Okay.
You know, just working during the night, all night. You didn't, could remember the first night, I didn't sleep at all,
mm.
just on the ear. And the folks calling in and say, play that song again.
Mm-hmm.
Because after signing off, you know, you didn't have a scheduled program to play. So I was just playing some of those oldie goalies, Jock Holcomb and those guys and so on. People calling in and say, boy, you're keeping us going.
Mm-hmm.
Play that one again. It was like a request program.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I could recall also, it's not Hugo. I was not Hugo. But another hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
We worked all night. And that time, we were the only radio station on the air. And so we had to do all the public service announcement for the government. Prime Minister had a statement and all the schools who were closing and they had their public service announcement, the different mm-hmm. organizations. And so it was very hectic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. And I can't leave out this one, the relationship with the staff. We had some cracking times
mm-hmm.
in our kitchen.
mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We had some really good times cooking up some storm and fungi
mm-hmm.
and pepper pot and dokona. And so people here at the
yes.
lighthouse behind the scene.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We are having some memorable time,
mm-hmm.
especially when Maggie came along.
Mm-hmm.
She used to love a piece of cooking.
Yes, yes, Miss Maggie Young. Yes,
yeah,
she's our Spanish. She was our Spanish announcer.
Yes.
Yes, at that time. I don't want to forget the first person I met when I came here. One of the first, I should say, that loved cooking. Always talking about food and hurricane. And that was Shanetta, now Shanetta Maynard. It was Shanetta Smith, but now it's Shanetta Maynard. She's in Nevis, Pastor Maynard's wife. He has a program here, actually, on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse.
Yes.
What's the name of the program again?
The Enlightening Word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, so yes. I can share those memories as well with Mr. Erskine. Those I definitely remember. Good times.
Yeah, we had some good times with Shanetta. She came here, I think, just after the hurricane.
Yes.
She was working at an establishment, and they allowed her to do, like, community service.
Mm-hmm.
So she was being paid by her employer, and so she was volunteering here at the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, we had a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we always had discussion about marriage and divorce and husband mm-hmm. and wife and all mm-hmm. these things. Asking.
mm-hmm. You know, as soon as you said about husband and wife, I remember when I was asking you earlier up about different people that came to the lighthouse or that worked at the lighthouse, that you can recall some of their names. I actually had in my notes here, I know you met your wife here at the station. Or who first started to work at the station? Was it you or your wife?
I started, but it's not a decision. We got saved at Maranatha.
Oh, okay.
And so we were Sunday school, junior Sunday school teachers at Maranatha. We went youth meeting together. Mm-hmm. So it was relationship started there. Maranatha. And then I came here. And then when she finished school, she came here too.
Okay, that's Mrs. Erskine, Beverly Erskine, we are talking about, listeners. Okay, so any other? You did three, right? You did three memorable. So, Brother Erskine, anything else before we leave that I failed to ask you? Anything you want to tell the listeners or let the listeners know about?
Well, just asking our listeners to continue to pray for the staff of the lighthouse. We need your prayers and continue to support the lighthouse. Even just give us a call and encourage us. Tell us what the station means to you. And for staff members, just remain faithful, serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. And encourage the manager, Brother Nathan. I think he's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And so just continue to work along with him as the Lord leads and guides. It was a journey serving here at the lighthouse the Lord has led me to, and I enjoyed most of the time I was here at the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not all bed of roses when people think you're working, and it was hard at times when I started, especially having a family, and so mm-hmm. and so I had to work some long hours in construction and so make ends meet. But God turned things around. I was able to work full-time here at the lighthouse. And God has been faithful in and providing and meeting our needs. And I know he will continue to do so.
Brother Erskine, thank you very much for allowing me the privilege to have a conversation with you on your life here at the Caribbean Major Lighthouse. I will miss you, Mr. Erskine. I will miss you. I am sure I will be calling someone else Erskine before long because your name is definitely going to be hard to come out of our memory. God bless you. Continue to serve God truthfully with all your heart.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, BIMI, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.